everyone. My name is Grace. I'm a junior at Seven Lakes and your host for episode 9 of the Seven Lakes podcast. Today, we are speaking with several students who are signing national letters of intent this month to play Division I sports next year in college. Welcome, everyone. Please introduce yourselves, tell us what sport you're in, and where you will be going to school next year.
Hi, my name is Amy, and I play softball, and I'm going to Sam Houston State University.
Hi, my name is Alyssa. I run track, and I'm going to Purdue University.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I play soccer, and I'm going to the University of North Carolina, Greensboro.
Hi, my name is Maylin. I play golf, and I'll be going to University of Houston.
Hi, my name is Lawson. I play baseball, and I'll be going to Stephen F. Austin State University.
All right, wonderful. So how many years have y'all been playing your sport?
I've been playing softball for about probably 13 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been running track for about 14 years or 15 years.
The numbers keep getting bigger. I'm scared.
I've also played soccer for 14 years.
I've been playing golf for about 8 years.
I've played baseball since, like, or for like 13 years.
All right, so y'all have all been doing this for a while. I mean, that's kind of expected whenever you're going to this level of the sport. So why did y'all decide to play the sport in college?
I decided to continue to play softball in college because I wasn't ready to be done. And basically, the competition in college, I guess, is something I wanted to experience.
At the Division I level, I feel like it's a lot more intense and a lot more that, like, qualifies you to be at that level. So to be ordered to play and continue four more years at, like, a higher level is, like, what's really pushed me to be and go there.
Yeah.
So my dream and my goal is to become a professional golfer. So I think playing at, like, a D1 school is just going to help me prepare for that. And we're going to be playing against, like, really big schools all around the nation. So just being able to, like, grow and, like, play in bigger events is going to help me later on.
I feel like playing baseball in college is really good for, like, me being competitive because I'm a really competitive person. And so just being able to play in college at any level is really cool.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is it's a lot about having that competitive spirit and just, like, really wanting to do this thing that you love.
Yeah.
All right, so can y'all describe the process you went through to select your college?
When I was going through the process to select, like, where I wanted to go, I had a lot of options, but for me, it was, like, who wanted you to be there as well as, like, you wanting to be there. You could tell, like, within the coaching staff and, like, the team, it's kind of just, like, the chemistry, I guess. And, yeah, like, I guess with the team, how competitive they are after watching them. Like, it's just the desire, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of agree with everything that Amy just said. Like, you know, you go to a lot of other, like, different visits and, you know, you go see the team and the atmosphere, but you just know, like, where you will fit in, and it's just the coach and, like, you and, like, the chemistry you have together. It's just you're going to be with the same person for 4 years, and if you find it miserable, it's just going to be something that drags you down, right? So I think what Amy said is, like, a really big factor that came into it.
I also feel like the place matters a lot, like the type of temperature you want to play in for your sport, if it's outdoors especially, and, like, if you want to be in a city or more of, like, a, is it, like,
a rural kind of
yeah,
area?
Yeah.
I feel like my process was really short. I feel like I set up my visit, like, in a week, and then I went there, and then I committed the next week, like, because I kind of just knew. I mean, yeah.
For me, the process was, I feel like it was very hard for me to decide, but with the help of my parents and my sister already being in college, I kind of already had a feeling of what to expect, so.
So you're mentioning your sister. Your sister used to go here. Y'all used to run track together, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't y'all, oh my gosh, y'all were state champions, right?
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that?
So I think 2021 was a big year for us. We definitely dominated. We were the state champs for the 4x1 and 4x4.
Yeah. And I've heard something about some type of national record.
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us what that was?
Ooh. The 4x1, we were US number 1, I think, coming in.
That's so great. That's wonderful. No, we really do have the best people at Seven Lakes. What are you looking forward to most about next year?
I think what I'm looking forward to most is really getting to know the team and, like, introducing each other, because we've already met before, but really, like, diving deeper into more of, like, the culture of the team and how everyone is within each other, because you're going to be spending, like, your whole college experience with them.
Yeah, like, you're starting to build a sense of community with everyone.
Yeah.
For me, being a student athlete and starting my next chapter, I'm looking forward to meeting new people, bonding with the coaches, and yeah.
There's just a lot of things that I'm looking forward to next year. Probably mainly just now that I'm going to be in college, just being more independent and just learning more about myself and the sport altogether, because right now it's like you have all the support system, but once you go to college, it's like you're all by yourself. You got to learn how to do things on your own. So I'm looking forward to just doing that.
I think for me, it's goes back to the reason I picked my school is, like, the chemistry of the team and the coaches. I'm just really excited to, like Alyssa said, start the new, like, next chapter in my life, because, I mean, it's something you prepare for. I mean, since I was four, it's something that you prepared for. So for it to become a reality is really exciting.
Wait, what's the question?
What are you looking forward to?
So next year, I feel like I'm really excited about competing for really competitive innings in conference games and, like, against bigger schools like UT, because I feel like in a rebuilding program like SFA, we're looking for guys that can get outs and be efficient, and so I feel like I can step in that role next year.
Yeah. All right, and what advice do you have for any underclassmen who want to look into playing Division I?
I think something that would have helped me through the recruiting process is don't rush. Like, you will end up where you need to be. Honestly, I wouldn't, for me, like, it didn't all happen, like, right when you could get recruited. Like, take the visits and find where you're supposed to be, because if you don't, like Maylin said earlier, it's going to be miserable and you're not going to enjoy your 4 years in college.
I don't really know how every other sport works besides golf or recruiting, but I would say, like, the second you can start really, like, reaching out to colleges, like, start doing that, because it's just such a competitive, like, world and, like, field out there. It's just, and every school just recruits maybe 1 to 3 players a year, maybe not even any a year. So just getting your name out there to coaches and making them come out and watch you, or you going out to them, is just, like, a really big thing. So just reach out to them and make sure.
So you've got to have all your things together. You've got to be prepared. You've got to be on top of the process. All right. We're now going to open up to questions from our studio audience. Studio audience, do you have any questions?
Hi, my name is Hunter, and I have a question for Lawson. So, Lawson, do you think you could beat Alyssa in a 40-yard dash?
Probably.
Oh. Do y'all know your times?
I don't really do 40-yard dashes, okay. But...
Do you run a 60?
All I hear is excuses.
Lawson's a PO.
Do you run 60s?
Yeah, I can definitely beat you in a 60, even a 40-yard dash, you know?
Wait, are you serious?
Hi, my name's Emma. I have a question. Once you go up to college, what are you going to miss the most about home?
I'm not really going that far, but I think what I'm going to miss most is, like, I guess just having your family and your friends, because, I mean, when you go to college, you're going to find new people to be friends with, but, like, you've been friends with a lot of people here for, like, about 10 years, so going off is just going to be kind of difficult.
Yeah, I'm, like, going a few states away, so definitely going to miss my family. And probably, like, all the activities we do during, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas, because I don't know, like, when we'll be able to come back and, like, visit.
Yeah, I'll also say my parents, because I'm going pretty far, so.
I would say my family and, like, the home-cooked meals, because, like, I don't like to cook, but, like... I don't know. And then probably my girlfriend and my friends.
Same with Abby. Amy, sorry.
That's normal.
I'm not really going that far either, but I think just my family, because if we travel a lot, we'll be out like almost every week or every 2 weeks. So definitely my family and my friends here.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for stopping by today and visiting with us.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
So we have one more question before we start to wrap things up.